Yo.
What y'all know about that there? Yo. That's some new ish for y'all.
That's the new thing. I ain't know who's doing the new one.
Hey, man. It's 2024. We got to switch it up. You understand me? Welcome, man. Another episode of the Rich Dreams Show. It is the homies, man. We out here, man. I am the artist formerly known as Curious Smoke. This is my co-host, Young.
I'm just G. Just G, man. Just G. But I'm young phase one on Twitch, you know, by the way, if you want to follow. I'm out this every episode. I gotta plug myself in. Young phase one.
Don't play with the kid.
There we go.
Follow that boy, man. Get on there and watch who is Thug Thizzle.
Right.
Make sure you tapping in everything at the Rich Dreams Universe. That way you can catch all the brand stuff that we do, whether it be clips of the podcast, whether it be new drops. Anything and everything you can catch at the Rich Dreams Universe.
Right.
We appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all very much for turning in. Make sure you follow us on YouTube as well at Rich Dreams TV. You know, we'll be posting shows, clips, and everything that you can find as far as the visual aspect. Of course, want to give a shout out to our other sponsors, the Now Legacy Network. Make sure that you go like, subscribe, get in with them at the Now Legacy Network on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and all other platforms. Man, another beautiful day in the land. Hopefully you've been having a good start to your Black History Month, my boy.
Yeah. It's, you know, man, nothing spectacular has happened yet. You know, I was really banking on that with it being Black History Month. You know, something spectacular is supposed to happen, right? No, man, I just been cooling, man. Just, you know, doing the day to day. That's about it. What about you, man?
Man, spitting on my ancestors' graves, man. You know, okay. working for the white man.
Working for the man. Okay. Yeah,
you know. That's pretty much it, bro. Been working out. Been, you know, trying to think of content ideas for the brand.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I got something I want to talk to you about, too, once we get off of here.
Remind me.
Yeah, man. That's it, man. Work/work/work.
Yep. That's about it.
That's all there is to do, you know. Put the head down, grind it out.
Yep.
I've been trying to. I got a skincare routine. I've been doing that.
Do you? You have acne problems, puberty problems.
Actually, sometimes, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes nigga do get the pimples and stuff. Hurt my feelings a little bit. But yeah, man. You know, our girl got me right, man.
Who that?
From the ATL, 123. Damn, I had her shit right here. I can't see it.
Wait, was it the chicks that was right beside us?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Mia John?
No. That's the camp. That's the camera.
Oh, that's how it was. Yeah, that's how it was. That was a sense. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. We had her on and everything. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
What we got as far as, of course, the brand, man. You want to make sure you're tapping in with the brand Rich Dreams Apparel. Of course, we got the beanies and the truckers coming out right now. Don't sleep on your dreams, truckers. Or you can get you one of the Rich Dreams truckers like you see G rocking up in this thing, man.
They got a few of these left, so yeah. I like to bring back some of the vintage.
Yeah. It's vintage. So you don't miss out, man, you know?
Yeah, man.
So make sure you tapping in, man, richdreams.com. If you got the Etsy app, make sure you get the Etsy app. If you don't got it, and get on there and make sure you search Reach Dreams. Make it your favorite on there. Make it your favorite. Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what we can do to get better. If we're not service you 5-star, but you give us the 5-star anyway, and just still, you know,
we appreciate it.
Yeah. Make sure you're doing that on Apple Podcasts too, man. Make sure you're going on there, leaving us 5 stars, getting our ratings and stuff up. We appreciate that.
But now also on Etsy, you know, if you do favor the shop, be on the lookout for different announcements. I normally announce when I'm gonna do my next sale or whatever on there. I let people that follow know ahead of time. And speaking of sale, we have one starting for Valentine's Day. We got one starting on the 7th. So sale will start February 7th, midnight. So tap in.
Yeah.
That's
what's up. Of course, if you're in the Dallas area as well, we want to remind you, you can stop and purchase Rich Dreams in store, in person, at the Redbird Mall out in Dallas, man. Stop and check in with our boy Ramir Market or Armir Market. Man, dope store up in there. Got a lot of the different clothing brands, different unique items that you just not going to see everybody rocking. You know, if you want to individualize yourself while supporting Black business, hit up the Armir Markets, man. Go purchase some Rich Dreams and other items in there.
No doubt.
No. Man, let's get down to business. Well, before, actually, just a little question. I know we ain't gonna really get into it. Did you watch the Grammys over the weekend?
Nah, I didn't get to see it.
Okay. I didn't really see it either. Watched some clips today at work. Actually looked like it was a decent show though. They gave Dr. Dre like some type of big achievement award, so that's cool. And then Jay-Z presented it to him.
Jay-Z got an award too, right? I seen his acceptance speech or something. I don't know. Yeah, Jay-Z got an award.
I think he did, yeah.
Okay.
I think he was just saying that in starting. Well, no, I'm lying.
No, he got the award. He did. The award was named after Dr. Dre.
Oh.
Yeah, the award was named after him. Yeah.
Look at me about to be a podcaster and just put out all the false information.
Put out any old thing, man. Any old thing.
Look, admit it, I ain't watching. It was about to.
I seen his acceptance speech. That's the only thing I seen about the Grammys, though.
Yeah.
Jay's acceptance speech. Yeah.
Which that was pretty dope. He had a pretty good message in there. Just basically telling people what we know, man. You got to keep going. You got to keep pushing. And keep being yourself.
Yep.
Ready to go and get into this RLS, man. This real life shit topic. That's where we're going with it today, guys. Taking the high road, as our aforementioned first lady. The first lady, the only one we know, Michelle Obama, once said, you know, when others go low, we go high. In that sense, she was talking about anti-person like me being, I guess, not petty, because I hadn't reached that part in my spiritual journey yet. I ain't gonna lie to you. In most instances, I tends to want to go low. I may not even always do it, but damn it, it definitely don't. I definitely ain't in the place where it just don't even cross my mind. I pretty much, that's my natural reflex. Like, okay, so you want to play.
Right. So you choose to go lower, like Unk said.
I don't know if I
chose it. You go lower. Huh?
I don't know if I chose it or if it chose me, you know?
Okay. That'll work too.
You know what? Nah, village and origin story, bro. I try to go high from a good young time, and people spoiled that.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that, man.
Right, right, right.
Let me think back, bro. Yeah, man, being, you know, trying to be cool. Let somebody take a look off the paper.
Right. Oh, this trauma right here. This real trauma.
That's where I come for this, man.
This real trauma right here, man. Come on, talk to me about it, man. I'm listening.
You know, yeah. And then next day, you know, y'all get caught up and they try to dime you out. Come on, man.
They dimed you out.
Try to act like it was you.
That's wild. Ain't it though?
Because you think usually the teacher already kind of know anyway.
Who you know what I'm saying? Who's who as far as the grades? Yeah.
Come on, man. But it's just the audacity for me, bro. Or people and the things that they'll do, and then expect you to godly thing and turn the other cheek. Yeah, man.
In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, man.
Whoo! God bless him. God rest his soul. Lying. can you think of some time or a time where you've had to take the high road? Go ahead.
What you was gonna say, or what?
Or is that what you meant by that? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, no, definitely. But okay. I've been taking the high road a lot here lately, boy. I've been taking it, man. And it's, you know, even though, you know, you mature over time as an adult and all of that, man, that's still one of those things that, you know, it's tough to do at times.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, say somebody say something messed up to you, it may warrant a certain response. Maybe it's something that's been happening habitually, you know what I'm saying? So it may warrant a response, or, you know, I don't want to say retaliation. Definitely feel like that at the time.
Yeah,
you know, you definitely feel like that at the time, but, you know, but I think it's all about, like, I guess thinking about, like, what is this gonna accomplish? Like, Is it gonna make the situation better? You know, fighting fire with fire, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I think those things I think about a lot, especially like in my situation right now. It's almost as if like I really can't even afford to just, you know, go with my move as far as, you know, just saying whatever's on my mind at the time. You know, but one thing I've learned to do, man, and this could be like, and this don't have to do, I'm more so talking about my relationship. I'm just go ahead and say that. But it could be like on the job. It could be with family members. It could be with a friend, you know, a homeboy, or, you know, a homegirl. Well, it could be with anybody.
Random stranger, bro.
it can be with anybody. So, you know, I think I've learned to, like, I take a day, you know, depending on what it is, you know what I'm saying, how much it aggravates me, I take a day. And, you know, just normally if I take a day, it's I can come at them a little bit more in a way that they can understand it, and it don't seem like it's, I'm just being combative, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just take a day, you know, I'll take a few hours or something, you know. I don't just give an immediate response, because if I give that immediate response, it won't go well, you know. So
that's good though. You want to take that time to clear your mind.
Yeah.
Especially if that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get into that mode of taking the high road.
Yeah.
Like you said, definitely not an initial reaction, because more than likely, I think by human nature, we kind of are retaliatory, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I forced that one out there. I think that's a word.
You did. See, hey. Retaliatory.
Yeah, I can't say it again.
Say it three times in a row.
Retaliatory. Oh, man, I'm Webster. Come on now. Anyways. It's just like basically you know, we had an episode on the Get Back game, like one or two episodes ago. And I think that was like one of the things that we discovered is, like you said, at the end of the day, it's kind of a time waster, because right. energy that you was putting into getting back even or doing whatever, you know, that's taken away from being constructive.
Right.
You can't really, I don't think you can never really just look back on a time where you got somebody back or something and be like, yeah, glad I did that. That ended so well.
Yeah.
Usually a gratification thing in the moment type of deal, I feel like.
Right.
And then after, you just like, it didn't really mean nothing, I guess. Because you more than likely still upset at whatever happened in the first place.
Right.
So.
You know what I think a lot of it is too, bro, especially with men.
Mm.
And in a lot of cases, ego.
Mm, tough.
You know, ego. You'll have men in the club fighting, you know, fighting over, like, literally, you'll have somebody that'll fight over stepping on your shoe, or ready to fight over stepping on, you know, somebody stepping on their shoe. So it's like, hold on, bro. Like, what we fighting about? What we fighting about again? A dark club,
all white Huaraches, and now they scuffed.
Why'd you wear them in here, bro? Why you brought them in here? I don't get it. Like, you got to be okay with somebody stepping on your shit if you're in a packed right. dark club.
And like, that just come with it. You know, early 2000s, 90s, when people was dancing, like,
right, even into the late, you know, mid to late 2000s, like, yeah. you know, people was, you know. So, yeah. So it's just like, I think a lot of it be ego, man. It's an ego thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. If you can overcome your ego, bro, like, you, man. It was something some guy said something about something about ego, basically how it can be a man's downfall. But it was the way he put it. It was like, damn. That's some cold ass shit you just said. Why? nah, for real. I can't remember how you put it down, but it was basically saying like your ego can destroy you. Yeah, yeah. You go along, destroy you if you don't check it or keep it in check.
Nah, that's heavy though. That's heavy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that like he put on a nice fit. Boy, he put that shit on. He said that shit.
Nah, he did. He did. Damn, man. I wish I could remember exactly what that boy said.
All right. Somebody will look it up. Just look up the ego quote. Right. Sound like it's the one.
Yeah, ego quote. Yeah.
can you think of maybe a time where you tried to take the high road and it backfired? And you maybe should have taken the low road. That's what I'm wondering about, because you know, it's sometimes. I'm trying to think. Because you know, sometimes you've been and got into it with somebody, and you be like, "Man, I could have said, or I wish I'd have said this," type of thing.
Right.
Yeah,
I can't think of one off the rip though.
Yeah, it's kind
of
tough.
I can't think of one off
the rip. I know in junior high school, I had this one chick that she started ragging on me because I was ashy one good time. And I wish I'd have talked about her a little bit more.
Oh, you talking about one of those where you wish you would have done the person a little dirty. Yeah, okay. Or retaliated.
Because it was, you know, completely unprovoked. I didn't even know her.
Right. Oh, yeah. One of them. Oh, yeah. You know how it is. Childish.
She was like, dang, you don't know what lotion is? And I was just like, damn, fuck you.
Hey, but were you ashy though?
I was big, like I was chalk.
Playing in chalk all day, ashy. Okay.
It was the elbows, and I was at junior high. I didn't really
Definitely. You know to put lotion on. I don't want to give. Ain't no excuses on no putting no lotion on, man. You knew
it better. It wasn't really a big thing when I was
lotion. Not putting lotion on. Come on,
it
man.
It was told to me to put lotion on, but it wasn't like, oh, make sure you get them elbows. It was just like,
oh man, come on now.
Yeah.
She fired you up though. She
I ain't gonna lie, might have been a valuable lesson. It was never white from then on.
Ain't nobody gonna be able to come and tell me no shit like that no more. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes it'll tighten you up though.
Yeah.
When somebody say certain shit and you like, damn, that's fucked up, but he ain't lying about that shit.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, because I ain't gonna lie, they were just fucking with me up there about well, this is like summertime. And you know, like I normally for a dark skinned nigga, I'm normally not that ashy.
He say
real shit. For a dark skinned nigga, I'm really not too ashy. You know what I'm saying? I normally don't have to put lotion on.
Okay.
You know, in the summertime and shit like that.
Brett, can't just be bronzing off the sun, huh?
Huh?
Excuse me. Nigga say, I just
I'm really not too ashy for a dark skinned nigga, but I remember this day I was ashy though. And man, somebody up there said something about me being ashy. I think one of my clients or something, maybe. Nigga, I ain't lying every day. I've been putting it on, boy. I've been putting it on.
Boy, Vaseline in the face.
Man, everything. Nigga get too old to be ashy now. Come on, man.
Nah, for
real. Nigga get a certain age. You got to take care of that.
If anything, at least the parts you know people can see. Good God.
Right. For sure.
That's crazy, though, man. And ain't it funny, though, how, like, I think a lot of upkeep that Black people might have for themselves is rootly based in making sure that nobody talk about you.
Yeah, we probably one of the most insecure race. Yeah, we insecure about a lot of shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really care. I won't say insecure. I won't use that. I'll say we care about what other people think about us more than any other race.
Possibly.
We care about it. Yeah. We care about it. Even if we know it's some shit that's not even us, we care about it. Like, we care about proving that person wrong. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we try to stay on top of all that. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. We stay on top of all that.
Yeah. You know? I can somewhat agree.
Yeah.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, you know, it'll be quick to be a white dude who don't care nothing about no new shit.
Nothing about hygiene. Boy, you remember Robert. Shit.
I wasn't going there.
I'm just saying, that's the first boy that came to my name, man. Came to my mind. That's the first name that came to my mind, bro.
Yeah. I was more so speaking to the white dudes who like wear the same pair of jeans every day. Or who only got two pairs of shoes. They don't care nothing about none of that. But, you know, they definitely be on top of making sure they family straight or whatever type.
Yeah.
We be having our priorities jacked up sometimes. Not everybody. Not everybody, but.
Sometimes we do.
As a collective, there's different instances.
Which,
you know, let's not just give them a whole break. White people go into credit card debt by buying fishing boats and dumb shit too. So it's just different. Right.
But what white people doing don't give us an excuse to do anything. So
ooh, good. Good point there.
You know, we gonna
take the high road on that one.
We gonna
we gotta walk in our own path.
Don't worry about what nobody else doing.
The blinders.
There you go.
Hey.
That's it. Don't worry about it.
Nah, for real, man. Because at the end of the day, you got to look in that mirror.
Yep. Ain't going to be no white person.
Right? You thought you was going to get through an episode without accountability? Nah. We right back in it.
We're gonna bring it back home, man.
God damn it.
We're gonna bring it back home, bro.
Y'all ain't gonna do nothing else. Y'all go here. About being, being responsible for your actions, man. You don't like it? Well, you ain't a dreamer.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, man. Let's see. Final thoughts, man. Just when you can take the high road, I would say definitely do it. We are all human. We all may fall short sometimes. But just remember the antithesis of most of life as we know it now is trying to better yourself and trying to reach a certain level. And whether that just be something spiritual, it ain't got to be monetarily wise, right. Or whatever.
Right.
And to reach those high planes, you have to let go of certain things. And
you do.
And you do. Taking the high road can definitely be a way to help you on that path.
Right. For sure. Now, I agree, man. Sometimes, man, that shows character. That shows good character.
Yeah.
Taking the high road. Like you said, every time you're going to fall short sometimes. It's going to be some shit that you're going to do and you're going to be like, man, I could have not done that. Did that make the situation better? No, it didn't. You know, but I think if you just work towards it, like I say, it's probably a more of a stress-free life, more of that, because you got to think about it when, if somebody say something messed up to you and they don't even know, or they not really thinking that they saying something messed up to you, you might be harboring some stuff against them and they don't even know that you're mad like that.
Not facts.
So now I guess you may want to come back, but it's just like, and you may catch the person off guard, like, damn, where this come from, bro? But yeah, man, that's it's what life about, being stress free, man.
Yeah,
at least shooting forward. Shit.
It's like what you're saying on the Get Back Game episode, man. Don't let people hold certain power over you.
Right.
That's energy that you need to be putting into you. Or in the people that you love.
Right.
So, yeah, man, we ain't wasting energy out here on the big and better things. Look out for the new drops coming soon, man. Got the sweatshirts on the way.
They on the way. They should be here in another couple of weeks, I'm assuming. So he probably will be done with them this week, and probably will ship them off this week. So next week, maybe end of next week, I'm looking at they should be here.
Hey, yeah, with us.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm excited about these, man. These I think these are some dope sweaters. I think the designs they're dope as well. So I'm excited about these dropping for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
My boy say he got the new designs with the imprint and the slits. Oh man, it's about to be lit.
Yep. Yes, sir. Distressed. That's the style of it. Distressed.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck with us.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use that as a clip now, my bad.
Yeah, we can.
Oh yeah, you got the edit button, the
sensor.
I love it. Get into this black business shout out, man. Gonna come at y'all today, man, with that Riley Avenue.
Okay.
Black business shout out. Let's see if I can get my
look familiar.
You know about that?
Yeah, I mean, the name look familiar.
Okay. All right. So Riley Avenue, man, it's kind of like, is it up there? Let me know if it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's basically like kind of like a boutique, maybe like a spreads box type of thing she's got going on. She's actually getting ready to do the launch. So right now what she's doing is asking for people to just take a look at sort of the things that she's offering. So you see how she put together little fits.
We're not putting it together. Okay.
Yeah, put together little fits that she can send you.
Yeah.
Also got just little crafts and things that she do. She's also a shipping vendor as well. So shipping and arts and crafts. Yeah, man, nice little online merchant site. So what you do is you go tap in on the Instagram, Riley.avenue, bow, click the link there, and then you tap in with your email. You get subscribed. That way you'll know when she do the launches, and you can tap in for your merch and everything. So get in with Riley Avenue, man. Support Black business out here in these streets.
Yep. Shout out.
That's an interesting thing that they have nowadays, man. How you can, there's certain places you can order different clothes and shoot from, like, every month type of thing.
Yeah.
That's some wild stuff.
You mean, like, order as far as, like...
Like fits.
Okay.
They throw the fits together for you.
Oh, they do all that.
Man, you hit them with your sizes and everything.
Yeah. And they put it together for you. That's dope.
It's crazy. That's dope. Are you looking like the best dress magazine catalog you ever seen?
that's how they go have you, man.
I'm just saying. You know, yeah. All different types of Sperry's and little, what them little hats called? Little
Kango.
Nah. What's the, like, the little bowling hat joint? Little old school dudes.
The bowling hat?
Fedoras. All different types of fedoras.
Ah, oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all know how we like to get down, man. We get into these spouts every now and then. G said he wasn't about that NFL Pro Bowl weekend.
Being that both of us did not watch it,
what you mean?
I think it's best that we just skip football this week. We'll be back with it next week, though. We'll be back with it next week.
You think I didn't take my time to research? Okay.
You told me before we started.
You right. NBA. NBA. this weekend, man. I saw a clip. Now, I don't know if they even played this weekend. Probably not. They said LeBron was going off because Sweetie was in the audience talking about LeBron and D-Lo, and they did like a little I don't know, that was,
they did what
they was doing, like some alley oops and stuff like that during the game. D-Lo did like a little behind the back fake pass layup. They was trying to say, I guess, that they were showing out because she was there. Don't know why that was a narrative at all.
Wait a minute. They're in LA.
Yeah.
Sweetie? I mean, I'm just saying all of the... And no, well, she's...
They was at an ATL game.
But was it... Oh, it was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was saying it was in LA.
She was sitting like front row type joint. Type
right. Joint. I thought you were saying it was in LA. I was like, man, like, there's bigger stars than Sweetie that come to the Laker games. Yeah. I don't think they... You know,
no shade, sweet.
No, not at all. I'm just saying, like, you know, they're bigger stars. She's a beautiful woman, but that's much bigger stars out there than Sweetie. I'm just saying. I'm saying that come and sit front row at the Laker games. Yeah, that's, you know, Beyonce sit down there, man. Come on now. Mm. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got. Hey, I don't think nobody gonna argue with you on that.
I would hope not.
Some notable games this weekend, man. Let me see what we had going on out here in the NBA world. Looked like the Warriors took a nice little L to the Hawks. Speaking of ATL,
they've been taking a lot of nice L's.
Oh, for real?
I mean, they just hadn't been good this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Hadn't been good, bro.
Been going through some things.
It might be the end of the road, man. I think it's the end of the road for them.
Yeah, the dynasty is done, bro.
Unless they go and get somebody, which I don't really see. I think they probably it depends. Because I think they said they may let go either Clay or Draymond at the end of the year.
Mm.
But if anybody, I see it being Draymond, to be honest. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's crazy because you kind of had a thought process that they just was so deep at one point.
Right.
And then you look at it, man, without those key elements.
Right.
Scoring wise, and then having somebody like a Iggy, it makes a hell of a difference, bro.
No, for sure. Those veterans, they got a lot of young guys over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most, like, the stars aren't playing up to what they, you know, up to what we're normally seeing from them, like Clay and Draymond.
I was about to say, all besides Steph.
And Wiggins not playing how he usually plays.
Damn, you know? They forgot he was on the team.
Yeah, coming off the bench, I believe. But, you know, because they got a good group of young guys, though. They do have a good group of young guys. But I just, well, from what I'm seeing, I just think that the core veterans, they're just not playing well as a collective.
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody but Steph.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Everybody but Steph.
Because, I mean, the guy went off for 60 on Saturday. Over 50% shooting. 10 from 23 on the three-point line. And they lose. It almost seemed like that shouldn't be possible.
Right.
And then, you know, we had the most minutes, of course. And then we got, you know, his Thompson, 36 minutes, 10 points. Draymond, 35 minutes, 7 points.
Come on, man. What am I supposed to do with that?
6 rebounds. I mean, 8 assists. Yeah. But you at least supposed to have double-digit assists if you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What you want me to do with that?
Ain't too much you can do, man.
Can't do nothing with it.
Lakers go up to New York, to the Garden. They get a nice little dub, 113-105. Man, they showed a picture I saw online, man, of LeBron with Jalen Brunson as a kid, bro.
Really?
It was like 06 or something like that.
Don't tell me he had the nigga on his lap, man.
Nah, but he was just standing with his arm around him and shit. They got the little cheesy smile. It's like, man, this dude is old.
Run old as dirt, boy. Run old as dirt, man.
Out there balling, taking them kids to school, man. It's crazy. Had a modest 24-5-5.
A modest, no?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
See what your boy Brunson did. Brunson, hey, Brunson been coming with that heat, though. 36-10.
Look like Brunson gave some work out there, man. Nah,
for real. He ain't nothing to play with, though. He been like that.
Nah, he was good. I seen him. You remember we went to that Mavs game in 2021, the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I seen it then. I was like, yeah, that nigga good. Like,
I ain't know this person, but
seeing him in person, I was like, yeah, this nigga good, bro.
For me, it was that stretch. I think Luka was injured, and it was him. Pretty much, that's when he took over the team, basically.
His last year with Dallas?
Yep.
Yeah. 2022?
Yep. Luka got on a little stretch where he was injured for a good little bit.
And they went to the West Finals that year, right? They went to the West Finals that year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely shout out to him, man. Brunson definitely seemed like he got the leadership aspect. Hard worker. Interesting to see where the new Knicks go this year, man. This is the first time you can see them really being in, like, contention in a long time. Oh, you don't think
are they going to put out the Celtics? Or are they going to put out the Celtics in a 7-game series?
That's pretty much the bar. You're right.
I'm not on that. No, that was a question. What you think?
Oh, it's a question. It's possible. That's the thing about
it. Do you think they will, though? If you had to choose, put it like that. I'm making plain and simple for you. If you had to choose. Okay. So, honestly, I would say the Bucks would beat them, would put them out in the 7-game series.
Yeah.
I would say, who else you got over there? If Embiid can come back, honestly, the way the Sixers are, bro, I can see the Knicks maybe putting them out.
I can get in the 76ers.
I can see that. Hey, I can see that.
You know what? You know what we can't do?
What's that?
Can't sleep on these Cavaliers.
But they put the Cavs out last year. I don't know if they played them in the first round last year.
But they did.
I can see them putting the Cavs out. I can see them doing that again. Boston, Milwaukee, I think the Heat will still get them. So you got to look at it. Those are three teams. And then you can even throw the Cavs in there because that could go either way.
I feel like that with the Heat too, though. I ain't going to lie. I feel like it'd be a toss-up. The Heat will probably get them, but I think it still might go seven.
I don't think it'll go seven. I think at the most six. If both teams are healthy, I think about six to the
That's end. The thing. I don't believe both teams will be healthy.
Yeah,
the Heat.
I'm only talking contingent on who's, on everybody having their main guys. So
okay.
So if that's the case, everybody got their main guys. I think the Heat can put them out at six. Six tops. But they still fourth, fifth best in the East. So
yeah.
Depending on how you look at it.
That's word. Cavs take care of the Spurs 117-101. Honestly, the only reason I brought that up because I want to see what Wemby did. Wemby Young. Okay. 19 and 14.
Nah, he been balling. They say
I don't really watch the Spurs, but they say like they don't feed him. Like talking about, like it seemed like
I don't think they do. I think the guy Vassell, he probably take the most shots on the team.
Okay,
yeah, Vassell they took
the same amount this game. Whew, boy, take them three. Shot 3 for 8.
And then they got the other guy over there too. I forgot his name. I think number 5 or something. I forgot his name.
You know what position he play?
I think the 3.
Sochin?
But yeah. Who?
Johnson. I know you're talking about.
Johnson.
He balled.
Oh, he's scored too. So
yeah.
I think next year Wemby will get. He'll get more touches and yeah.
Probably. You know, Poppy probably want to work him in, don't want to feel like he just leaning on him, I guess.
Right.
Think Pop done after this year, man?
Nah, no coach for my years for sure. We got this young kid. Man, he gonna see if he can make a run at it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He deserve it, man. Right there.
Is it?
I don't know. He probably hate niggas. Ain't no telling.
I think he okay with black people.
Is that Russian? Croatian?
I don't know, but he's an American citizen for sure.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know if. Yeah, I don't know.
I just ain't never heard of the Popovich name.
Right.
You know,
I think he was either in the army or. Something. He was in the military, though. Yeah, he was in the service.
Hold on. I got to see now. I'm curious.
Sorry, I know we still got a new another segment to get to. I just need to know. What is that? Nationality? Yeah. Of course. I'm going to just leave it alone because you know what it say. It say what you say.
That's what I said.
Okay, it's a mix of Serb and Croatian. I knew it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Stojakovic. Yeah, man, that's them boys over there, man.
Shout out to them though. Hold on. Shout out to the people in Germany, in England. Good day, good on you. Have to look up some more greetings. You know, you might not remember, but we got a couple of viewership out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Purchase some Rich Dreams out there.
Yeah, man. We're going to send it to you. It's going to take about 2 weeks to get there, but, you know.
Everybody, y'all chilling over there.
Shipping going to be high in the motherfucker, but, you know, look at shit. Shipping going to cost more than the damn product.
Yikes. You know.
Yeah, man, that shit been high, boy.
any other basketball news you had, man?
I got nothing.
Okay,
we waiting
for the All-Star break, man.
Yeah, we're gonna do the All-Star. We for sure got to do the All-Star. You know, we're gonna talk about basketball for the All-Star break, All-Star weekend. I normally tap into what All-Star weekend every year, like at least the skills competitions or something.
Yeah, I like watching that celebrity game. That should be funny to me.
Yeah, I watch it. I catch it when I can.
You had any man? You had to send a clip in of a highlight of your Twitch highlights, man.
I'm gonna have to. I don't think you can record like clips when you're on Twitch.
Oh, really?
I don't think you can. I tried a few times, but I don't think you can.
Like just
now, I'll try to figure something out. Huh?
Like you can't clip it like you do on the Xbox regularly once you stream.
Nah, you can't do it. It won't let me do it. Yeah, it won't let me do it. I don't know, but I'm gonna figure something out though. Pretty sure I go on Twitch app and figure something out. Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm gonna put something on here for y'all, man.
Side by side.
Make it look like I'm nice. Make it look like I'm super nice.
Got the Eddie game on point. Right.
Yeah, man.
Heck yeah. Take a break from what you're doing right now, man. Get on that Etsy shop. Make sure you get on the Etsy shop right now. Get Rich Dreams. Make it your favorite store. It's one app. Quit acting like you ain't got no space on your phone. Get one more app if you don't already have it.
In 2 days. The sale starts. The Valentine's Day sale starts 2 days. It's from the 7th to I think the 15th. So you get to like 12 a.m. February 15th.
Come on,
to place an order. So take advantage. Take advantage.
Straight up. You ready for Love Day?
Right.
They got to get ready for that Love Day 2 episode. Boy, that's going to be a banger.
You believe so?
Oh, yeah, man. I think we did work on that.
Yeah.
Getting into the next segment, man. Got the movie of the week.
Movie of the week. Acrimony. You probably like the only nigga that don't know about this movie.
I was about to say a criminal.
You better try to be smooth with it. Yeah, whips and shit. Get your ass out of here, nigga.
Yeah.
Acrimony, man. So, okay. You say you haven't seen it, right?
Apparently, I'm the only one.
You the only nigga that hasn't seen this movie. Trust me. All
right.
So, listen. So, this is basically the movie, right? It's starring Taraji P. Henson.
Okay.
She's the star. I don't think it was any other notables that you probably would know that I can think of the, you know, the main characters of the movie. But so basically, put me on the big screen. So basically, That is it's she's married to this guy. She's married. I think they got married in college. So they was together for a while. She got married in college. Now this guy, he's a dreamer. You know, he's a dreamer. He's creating some type of light or battery. His battery. He's creating a battery. I think it's kind of like the little solar things that they put on top of the roof.
Okay.
Yeah. So he creating that. Well, he's been creating it for years. He's been trying to do it for years. And it costs a lot of money to create something like that, obviously, because over the years, she got money from her mother's death. Go back a little bit. She got money from her mother's death, and sure. she basically got rich. She gave him, I think, $1.2 million or somewhere around that in total, you know, over all of the years.
Okay.
So by the time she's giving him all of this money, which was toward the end of their marriage, like, she fed up. She tired. She, you know, she pissed off. She like, man, this, you know, I'm basically taking care of this. I'm basically taking care of this guy. And so she started to let her fam get in her head. She started to, you know, doubt that homie was even gonna be successful at, you know, making or selling this battery to a company, you know. But like I say, he's a guy with big dreams. So make a long story short with them, they end up getting a divorce, basically through differences or whatever, basically money. And a couple months after they divorced, fucking battery hit. This nigga's like instant multi-millionaire.
Ooh.
So check it out.
You know what that's kind of like?
So check it out. He go and so he had this chick that was working for the company that he sold the battery to. Now this chick was somebody that he dealt with in the past, and his wife knew about it, but you know, this happened in college. Uh-huh. But she ended up helping him get on. So he go back to her. Now, mind you, just a couple of things that happened. Like, she ended up losing mortgage in the house. She lost her mom's house, you know, trying to help this nigga build the battery, all this shit. Yeah. So he come up to her job. He give her flowers. Nigga give her a $10 million check. And he buys her mom's house back for her.
Okay.
So she finding out the battery didn't hit. And he's like, I mean, she's like, damn. Like, she's like, damn, it really hit. And she go home, cuss her family out, mad because they talked her into leaving them and all of that type shit. And she end up finding out now he's engaged to the broad that helped him get on. So now all of the things that he said he was going to do for her and for them, he doing it with Shorty. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, she go crazy. She's stalking him. She, you know, ended up fucking damn near killing him, you know. Yeah, on their honeymoon, damn near killing him. So I talk about, I've had discussions with females over the years about this movie.
Yeah.
So from a females will be like, man, because I'll be like, they'll be like, bro, he down bad for doing this with this woman when, you know, Taraji, her character, was down with him.
With that boy, yeah, boy, say, how you gonna not be in a relationship with this person and then go over there with that person and make it work? It's the same thing.
No. Not on no shit like that. This is on some like, nigga, you taking all your riches that I helped you acquire while we were married, and you going to do it, you know what I'm saying? You going and being with this woman, and it was supposed to be me. So that's what made her go crazy. And women kind of try to like defend her, like, nah, that was messed up. And I'm just like, but she divorced him.
Right.
So she divorced him. And they saying that that's okay. Not okay how she did, but they was basically like, he's down bad.
You know, entitlement, boy.
Man,
because like, once you made that decision that you want to sever ties, especially in something that's an official as in a divorce, where there's legal documentation,
What makes you feel like you're entitled to anything?
Right.
After that, you literally are saying, hey, I want nothing else to do with you.
Right.
Like,
and that's what she said. She said that when he came up there to get before he gave her the chick. That's what basically, because he was like, I always had love for you. I always love you. And she's basically like blowing him off. Like, she basically blowing him off like, that's over. We're not doing that. And blah, blah, blah. He gave that $10 million check, though.
Right.
He found out that bitch in the penthouse that he said he was going to put you in. Not you mad. Not you mad. You know?
Wow.
But the nigga wrong, though. The guy wrong. In that. How is he wrong? How is he wrong?
This is what chicks that you talk to about the movie, that what they saying?
Yeah. Like, over the years, you know, the movie been out. Probably dropped in 13 or 14, something like that. So, over the years, like, when I have a conversation with a female about this movie, and like damn near every one of them is like, that's messed up that he went in, you know. They said that's messed up that he went in, you know, all that money that woman invested in him and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, he paid her 10 times over though, and bought the house back for her.
So they were saying that wasn't enough?
And he did. This dude was already. So he got rich after they divorced.
Right.
He didn't even have to give her that.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't even have to give her that.
I didn't know he did that at first. I thought he just didn't do nothing. I was going to say he could have did a little something.
But. Listen. Only thing I think he would have been, in my opinion, that he would have been required to do is buy that house back. For her family.
Yeah.
She mortgaged the house for you, nigga. That's the least you could do is buy it. And that's, honestly, I think if that was me, that's all I would have done.
Bare minimum.
Honestly, I would have gave her that. I'd have gave her $2 million.
I mean, a little bread.
It wasn't gonna be 10. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't gonna be 10. Hell no.
Because I was thinking so in my mind, but you know.
Huh?
I feel like one is enough. Like,
well, she paid. She loaned him over 1.2. So,
okay.
I would have at least matched that. That's why I say 2 million. You know, but it wasn't gonna be 10.
I'm petty. I'd have gave him 1.3. You know,
the exact amount. Yeah, but no, like I'm just like, bro. Like, how can he be wrong for that when she the one that wanted to? He could have fought for. He tried. He tried. When he got up in there, you know, they all talking and they all, you know, she got her lawyer and her family in the motherfucking office. Yeah. While they talking about their divorce, but her sisters are in there. He's like, you sure you want to do this? Like, I still love you. I basically saying he still want to make it work. She like, her sister's like, nope, nah. Damn. You know, so in my opinion, he tried, man. Yeah. But
once the fam bang is involved, that's ugly.
Once she came home with the $10 million check, I always knew he was gonna do it. And these are the same niggas that said she need to get rid of this sorry nigga, man. These are the same sisters that said that when they seen that $10 million check, I knew he was gonna do it. Man, shut your bitch ass up, man.
Cut the cheese. Cut the malarkey.
It's crazy, man.
I'm sick of it.
But no, man. It's a good movie. You should check it out.
Wise Tale. Definitely have to put that on my Serrano.
Yeah.
Things to watch. Do you know if it's on Netflix? Or if it's on one of the platforms?
I don't know if it's on there. If you got Prime, I'm sure. Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit. Oh, excuse me. That was nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That was a good show. Man, I just started watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about that. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, it's kinda
it's interesting so far. I'm gonna say that just because of the characters, I feel like they picked two comedians to play the roles. So it's kind of like,
so it's like an action comedy.
That's what I'm kind of waiting to see. I'm still on the first episode. It's definitely action though. So definitely gonna be, I feel like, something to keep you interested. And I think just seeing them in these roles where they are a little bit more serious, but you can still kind of feel that comedic presence. That's kind of cool. It's kind of dope.
Okay.
Yeah. Man. Well, they ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I'm just rambling now. make sure, man, that y'all tapping in with us. The Rich Dream Show. Make sure you're getting in on YouTube, where you can check us out. We drop every week for y'all, man, just so y'all can stay abreast of what we got going on, what we doing. And just because, you know, we like to come over here and have a little conversation. You know, talk a little bit, go through a little real life shit. You won't see enough of that no more these days, man. As well, man, like you said, make sure you're following me and G. Those are our respective Instagram social medias. Make sure you're rocking with us. Make sure as well that you're tapping in on Etsy. Supporting the brand, man. Etsy.com/Rich Dreams. And of course, man, make sure you're tapping in with the Nile Legacy Network. We live stream on their Facebook every Friday at 7 p.m. So you can catch us there. Shout out to that boy G. Catch him on Twitch. Man, look, it's the
Young Faye with two Z's. Number one,
yeah,
nigga big pushing that tweet harder than anything. God damn,
that's what's gonna get us out the hood, man.
That's gonna take us out the hood, man.
Hey, man, I'm over here watching the 2K TV the other day, and these dudes in these leagues is hella serious now, boy. Boys is getting M's.
Oh yeah,
for the stick game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about going through full-fledged drafts and everything. Hey, let your son play that game if he called. Look at his win loss. Now, if he ain't winning, you know,
make him. Yeah, home. Don't put that energy somewhere else. Yeah, put it somewhere else.
But if he likes with them sticks,
yeah,
slide him a little 10 for
some. You might want to invest in that. Hey, it might pay off.
Slide him a little for a 20-pack of VC. Slide him some.
Uh-huh.
But man, look, this is you know, for my co-host, man, my boy G. I am Smoke. We are the Rich Dream Show, reminding you, keep chasing your dreams or they'll become your nightmares. Peace. And I don't even remember how to do the outro.